It is Sunday. The Miami Dolphins are not practicing today. You thought I was going to take the day off? Are you crazy?
All right, Miami!
What is up, Finn fans? It is Sunday. I hope you're having a fantastic Sunday morning. Got a lot to talk about in this little video. Obviously, the title of the video, I think, is State of the Quarterback Room, Cornerback Room. But we're going to talk about it because the Dolphins have made some signings and there have been some injuries. So, you know, I talked about it briefly yesterday in the recap of day four of training camp. Also, I talked about it on TikTok. Yes, I have a TikTok. Go check it out. And I talked about it on the Instagram. I made a video kind of chatting about it and talking about my thoughts and feelings. But I thought I'd come in here, make a full-fledged video and podcast talking about it. Also, real quick, yes, that's the shirt if you want to grab yourself one. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I love all of you. I think like 50-something of you have bought, or one of you have bought 50 something of these shirts. Are you kidding me? Amazing. I expected like 5 to be sold. You guys are absolutely amazing. Again, if you did go and grab yourself a shirt, I have a ton of different stuff on there. Please, if you would like to get a shout out, just send me a pic. You could be holding the shirt and be like, oh, or whatever. I really want to shout you guys out for grabbing that. But what I was talking about, and what some of you might be listening to, is the podcast. I have been more diligent to be putting, especially with the training camp recaps, on the podcast. So some of you are actually listening to this right now on the podcast. This is the name of it, presented by Hog Media. Doug Lee Durong, a show about the Miami Dolphins. You can go check it out, Spotify. I think it's on iTunes. I don't know. You let me know. But go give it a good rating. Let me know and go. You can listen to it now while you're jogging, doing other stuff. One last thing, and we'll jump into this. I have to shout out today's sponsor, a good friend of mine. I'll be hanging out with him when I'm down for training camp. Sean Seipler of Clean the World does fantastic things for people of need, whether it's third world countries, natural disasters, or the homeless. Speaking of natural disasters, apparently there are wildfires in Canada right now. I'm actually seeing the effects of it here in Jersey. Shout out to my guy Reason. Hopefully he's okay up in Canada with these wildfires. Hopefully it's not affecting him. But this is what Sean does. He goes and he helps people and he brings them clean water with the Wash Foundation. He does so much great stuff. Go check him out, cleantheworld.org. And if you have the ability to donate or help or grab some shirts, he has really comfortable wash your hands, bro, shirts. Go check him out. So let's jump into this. So the Miami Dolphins are dealing with some injuries with BJ Adams getting banged up. Obviously, Kader Kohou got banged up. And from what we heard on the NFL Network, the NFL Network was at training camp. Tua Tagovailoa sat down. He chatted. He talked about the fact of him sliding more. He talked about him and saying what he said publicly about Tyreek is not about a dig at him, more about just holding each other accountable, because that's what essentially they're doing now. The camaraderie, all that stuff. You can go check it out on NFL Network or probably NFL.com. But what they said was Kader Kohou, who kind of walked past them. Now, obviously, he wasn't like, bah, 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 bah. And if you want to see what I just did, podcasters, you got to go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/DougLeeDurong, and hit that subscribe button. But he wasn't like, bah, bah, bah. He was gingerly walking, but he was walking on his own. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to say, what it means, but hopefully we find out more information today. Definitely on Monday when Mike McDaniel probably does his presser before training camp, which again is open to you guys. I wonder who's going to win the fan orange jersey because Big E, I was going to call him Mr. E. That should be his name because he's a mystery. Big E won the first one. But so we don't know what's going on with Kader. We don't know what's going on with BJ Adams. But obviously they signed Cornwall, which man hasn't played football in 2 years, so nothing crazy there. They go out and get Jack Jones first, and we're gonna look at Jack Jones real quick. Sorry, I'm just rubbing my face. This is Jack Jones. Now, obviously, with the Raiders, he did not have a great year. He was good with the Patriots, though. And the reason I'm showing this, because it's the snaps by position, you're kind of starting to get an idea of where certain players might be playing, right? And I'll get to that. So Jack Jones, if you look at like all of his years playing, he's always wide, right? He's always a wide corner, boundary corner. That's where most of his snaps were. Obviously, he took some slot. He was in the box, D-line, blitzing, all that stuff. But mostly it was in that aspect of it. Now, I think this is his time with New England. Wasn't too bad. Like you could see here, with New England, not bad. With the Raiders, bad. Now, he's young. He's only 27. I'm not expecting Jack Jones to come in here and be the best thing since sliced bread. Have him compete with Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, the rookie like Sheffield. All these guys have a competition with him on the opposite boundary. Then they go out and they sign Mike Hilton. Now, there is no coincidence that Kader goes down and Hilton gets signed. It's not like they were sitting there and then Kader went down, they went and signed him. Like, that's just not how it works. So obviously Mike Hilton was going to be signed regardless of what happened to Kader Kohu. But they bring up Mike Hilton. And Mike Hilton was a name that I've been clamoring about. If you notice, I kept naming four corners that I'm like, just sign one of them. It was Rasul Douglas, which again, the Dolphins kept saying, contract's there, man. And he's like, I think I can make more. And he's still waiting on someone to give him a big contract, or he just doesn't want to come to Miami. Either or, not happening. It was him. It was Asante Samuel Jr., who's still in with the neck and hasn't visited anyone. It was Stephon Gilmore, and it was Mike Hilton. Mike Hilton was a name I kept bringing up. You can go back and listen to me talk about him over and over again with the four horsemen of corners that I wanted the Dolphins to bring in. So they go out and get Mike Hilton, which blew my socks off. If you watch the training camp day four recap, I kind of at the end of the video or the end of the podcast was like, hey, let me see if I can scroll and see any updates for Kader Kohu. Boom, Dolphins signed Mike Hilton. I was like, oh, like you can see my genuine shock at the end of that video. So here's what I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking Kader's going to be a boundary corner because they bring in Mike Hilton. Look at where he played predominantly. Slot corner. Mike Hilton is a slot cornerback. Now, you look at his, they got him on offense. Look at his defensive grades. He's solid. Now, obviously, his best year was in 2017, but you look, you know, pretty solid. Now, he's not going to be anything crazy. And again, if you offer PFF grades and you're like, I don't trust them, I don't blame you. But look at his coverage grade in 2023. You know, he's not that bad. And that's why I wanted the Dolphins to kind of go out and grab him, because he's solid. And now the whole thought process is you have Kader Kohu, who was a slot corner. You have Mike Hilton, who was a slot corner. Which one of them's playing the boundary? Now, would I prefer Mike Hilton? Maybe, even though he doesn't have much expertise on that slot corner. But we'll see. But essentially, they have two slot corners right now because, again, Kader is a slot corner, and hopefully his knee's fine. He can come back. He's, you know, I'm hoping he just smacked his knees together trying to cover Tyreek. And it's just he twinged something. I'm hoping it's nothing serious, no meniscus things. Please, can we just get some type of luck? So there's those two. Real quick though, just because it's fun. Like literally, Jack Jones gets signed, puts on his number 23 jersey, man hits the field, and just like makes plays, like just instantly with the team, makes plays, and I just love it. So here's my thoughts on the state of the cornerback room, right? It seems like Mike Hilton is a starter. I don't know what his contract is. I would be shocked if it's anything more than 1 year. Same thing with Jack Jones. Kader, I'm assuming your starting corners are Kader and Mike Hilton, and then they have that open competition for the other boundary between Jack Jones, Cam Smith, Ethan Bonner, Sheffield, you know, the rookie, Trader Junior, you know, I think they have an open competition there, or they might even have one with Mike Hilton, but I think Mike Hilton has a little bit more experience and is a little bit better, that you can kind of pencil him in at a starting cornerback spot. Now, this is me being selfish, and this is me just kind of covering all my bases and being a nervous Nelly, because I'm a Dolphins fan. You know, we're all Dolphins fan and we're all nervous Nellies. Get another corner. Now, here's the thing. First off, I'm joking. Second of all, I'm not joking. There's a coincidence that Mika Fitzpatrick fires his agent and now has Drew Rosenhaus as his agent. And Zach Seeler also has Drew Rosenhaus as his agent. And there's two guys on this team right now who are looking for new contracts, and they both have the same agent. That is the reason why Mika's not talking to the media, because he's just, you know, he has no guaranteed money. He would like a little bit more security. He doesn't want to, you know, take fate in any type of situation. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything because, again, but he wants security. Everyone wants security in their job. That's why you sign contracts when you get signed. When you start a job, you know, you have some type of security. He has no security right now. He has no guaranteed money. So he wants a new contract. Seeler wants a new contract. They both have the same agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who also has has Tyreek Hill and a ton of other Dolphin players and have worked with the Dolphins and done a ton of things. If the Dolphins are able to get some type of extension between Seeler and Mika, which again, I give him another year of guarantee, right? Have him on the team until 2027. You know, God forbid, you know, the wheels fall off. You still have two guys that you could still build around, and you're not starting fresh in 2026 with nothing. You know what I'm saying? You do have that vet experience and that vet leadership on your defensive side. You have your generals on the defensive line and in the back end. That's my thoughts. And, you know, if I see the future, and if I'm the owner, I'm not upset with that. You know, okay, if the GM's gone, I'm stuck with these two. No, these are two reliable, good, dependent players, locker room guys, you know, leaders. So what is my point of this? And if we're talking about corners and I'm talking about Mika and Seeler, you do their contracts, and I'll pull it up. You save money. And by saving money, you create cap space. Now, the Dolphins rarely ever go into the season with no money, right, at all. They always have at least $10 million in cap space. Right now, they have $1 million in cap space because we don't know the situation on Mike Hilton or, you know, any of these other guys. But you look at Mika Fitzpatrick's contract. He's getting $15.5 million. Nothing is guaranteed. There's, like, nothing. They literally can cut him today and save $15.5 million. They could trade him right now and save $15.5 million. No guarantees or anything, but it's a $15.5 million cap hit. And Zach Seeler is a $12.4 million cap hit. You give them extensions, you can probably knock down Mika's to probably about $10 million. You save about five. You could probably get about $10 million in cap space from working those two extensions. And again, this isn't about restructuring where you take the money and you kick it down the road. It's about giving extra year, right? It's about structuring it differently and giving the extension. And then there's also like Brooks, who's getting $11 million. There's Aaron Brewer, who's getting $8 million. There's guys that you can give extensions to if you feel like, hey, I could build around him, or he could be a future player like Brewer. I'm pretty sure, again, if the wheels fall off and a new GM and head coach come in, you would like to have a center who PFF has ranked the seventh best center in the NFL. Give him a little bit of an extension, but he's only making $8 million this year, so there's not much that you can really save from that. But the whole point of me rambling on about that is you can go out and get another corner. Go out and get Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be cheap. The corners that are out there right now are going to be cheap. Like, real cheap. I'll tell you who, like, the best that's out there right now. They're not going to be expensive. And the ones that are going to be expensive are still out there for a reason, because they want too much. Hence, Rasul Douglas hasn't signed with anybody because he wants too much. Asante Samuel Jr., he hasn't signed with anyone, but that's because he has the neck injury. Mike Hilton, we signed with him. So Mike Hilton on PFF has so they have him ranked as the 16th best corner out of 116, which is nice to hear. They had him 3 years, $9.5 million a year. I doubt he got that with Miami, but again, we'll see. But like Stephon Gilmore, they have him at 1 year, $6 million. So, you know, go out there and grab another guy. But I think Rasul Douglas, I think Asante Samuel Jr. isn't getting signed because of his neck, and they need more of assurance of his neck. And I think Rasul Douglas isn't getting signed anywhere because he wants, you know, you look at PFF and what they're saying, projected contract. If he wants that $13 million a year, he's not getting signed this year. There's no team. He met with, I think, two or three teams, one being Miami. Look at the drop-off. Right. And again, you can go PFF or whatever, you know, but still, it's a big drop off. Again, here's Mike Hilton. There's not that big of a drop off. He's still very solid. So I would still, you know, you can't have enough corners. That's my whole thought process on this whole thing. You can't have enough corners, especially because, you know, you're looking at what's happening right now and all the injuries, and it's just really sucky and scary. Same thing with receivers. You can't have enough receivers. So comment below. Let me know what you guys think. What's your thoughts on the Mike Hilton signing? Jack Jones, what's your thought on that signing? I will let you know as soon as I know about Cater. If it's anything serious, I'll make a short, if anything. But I will definitely know as soon as I hear any word, even if it's not breaking news from Adam Schefter or anyone. Like, I'm going to keep asking people, like, hey, do you know anything? And I'm going to hit up Omar and Alan and be like, do you guys know anything? So I can get you the news ASAP. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you. Rate it. Let me know what you think. This is a short podcast. It's only about 15, 16 minutes. But if you want to see the things I'm talking about, you can go over and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And again, to anyone, you can go check out the podcast. I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is open again. Training camp tomorrow, pads on Tuesday. Then they have Wednesday, and then they're off Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I think they are back on. So it's going to be interesting. Also, I am getting an interview in with Warren Sharp. And I'll be adding that to my repertoire of videos. Again, I don't take off. So hit the subscribe button. We're very close to 52,000, I think I'm at. I don't remember, 53,000. I'm a horrible human being for not knowing how many of you amazing human beings subscribe to this channel. 53. We are almost at 52,500, halfway to 53,000. So again, go check it out. So again, if you want to, check out the podcast, check out Clean the World, and hit the subscribe button. I'll see you tomorrow. Like usual, stay classy. Defense out.